Wednesday, October the 20th, 10:12 Keshvan 5771. Day 4 before Shabbat Parasha Vayera, and he appeared. Genesis 21.
Isaac is born.
Yahweh visited Sarah's thing hath said, and Yahweh did to Sarah's thing hath spoken. Sarah conceived, and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which Elohim hath spoken to him. Abraham called his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Abraham circumcised his son, Isaac, when he was 8 days old, as Elohim had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son, Isaac, was born to him. Sarah said, Elohim has made me laugh. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. She said, who would have said to Abraham, that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age.
Hagar and Ishmael depart.
The child grew, and was weaned. Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this handmaid and her son. For the son of this handmaid will not be heir with my son, Isaac. The thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight on account of his son. Elohim said to Abraham, don't let it be grievous in your sight because of the boy, and because of your handmaid. In all that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice. For from Isaac will your seed be called. I will also make a nation of the son of the handmaid, because he is your seed. Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and gave her the child, and sent her away. She departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. The water in the bottle was spent, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. She went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about a bow shot away. For she said, don't let me see the death of the child. She sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. Elohim heard the voice of the boy. The angel of Elohim called to Hagar out of the sky, and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Don't be afraid. For Elohim has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Get up, lift up the boy, and hold him in your hand. For I will make him a great nation. Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went, filled the bottle with water, and gave the boy drink. Elohim was with the boy, and he grew. He lived in the wilderness, and became, as he grew up, an archer. He lived in the wilderness of Paran. His mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt.
A covenant with Abimelech.
It happened at that time, that Abimelech and Phicol the captain of his army spoke to Abraham, saying, Elohim is with you in all that you do. Now, therefore, swear to me here by Elohim that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me, and to the land in which you have lived as a foreigner. Abraham said, I will swear. Abraham complained to Abimelech because of the water well, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this thing. You didn't tell me, neither did I hear of it, until today. Abraham took sheep and cattle, and gave them to Abimelech. Those two made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves mean? He said, you shall take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, that it may be a witness to me, that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because they both swore there. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Abimelech rose up with Phicol, the captain of his army, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and called there in the name of Yahweh, the everlasting Elohim. Abraham lived as a foreigner in the land of the Philistines many days. Mark 10.
Marriage and divorce.
He arose from there and came into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Multitudes came together to him again. As he usually did, he was again teaching them. Pharisees came to him testing him, and asked him, is it legal for a man to divorce his wife? He answered, what did Moses command you? They said, Moses allowed a certificate of divorce to be written, and to divorce her. But Yeshua said to them, for your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of the creation, Elohim made them male and female. For this cause a man will leave his father and mother, and will join to
his wife,
and the two will become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim has joined together, let no man separate. In the house, his disciples asked him again about the same matter. He said to them, Whoever divorces his wife, and marries another, commits adultery against her. If a woman herself divorces her husband, and marries another, she commits adultery.
Yeshua blesses little children.
They were bringing to him little children, that he should touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who were bringing them. But when Yeshua saw it, he was moved with indignation, and said to them, Allow the little children to come to me. Don't forbid them, for the kingdom of Elohim belongs to such as these. Most certainly I tell you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of Elohim like a little child, he will in no way enter into it. He took them in his arms, and blessed them, laying his hands on them.
Yeshua counsels the rich young ruler.
As he was going out into the way, one ran to him, knelt before him, and asked him, Good Rabbi, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Yeshua said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one Elohim. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. He said to him, Rabbi, I have observed all these things from my youth. Yeshua looking at him loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack. Go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me, taking up the cross. But his face fell at that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions.
With Elohim all things are possible.
Yeshua looked around, and said to his disciples, How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. The disciples were amazed at his words. But Yeshua answered again, Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of Elohim? It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. They were exceedingly astonished, saying to him, Then who can be saved? Yeshua, looking at them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with Elohim, for all things are possible with Elohim. Peter began to tell him, Behold, we have left all, and have followed you. Yeshua said, Most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake, and for the sake of the good news, but he will receive 100 times more now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
Yeshua a third time predicts his death and resurrection.
They were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Yeshua was going in front of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He again took the 12, and began to tell them the things that were going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles. They will mock him, spit on him, scourge him, and kill him. On the third day he will rise again.
Greatness is serving.
Jacob and John, the sons of Zebedee, came near to him, saying, Rabbi, we want you to do for us whatever we will ask. He said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant to us that we may sit, one at your right hand, and one at your left hand, in your glory. But Yeshua said to them, You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, and to be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with? They said to him, We are able. Yeshua said to them, You shall indeed drink the cup that I drink, and you shall be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with, but to sit at my right hand and at my left hand is not mine to give, but for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant towards Jacob and John. Yeshua summoned them, and said to them, You know that they who are recognized as rulers over the nations master it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever of you wants to become first among you, shall be bondservant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Yeshua heals blind Bartimaeus.
They came to Jericho. As he went out from Jericho, with his disciples and the great multitude, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Yeshua the Nazarene, he began to cry out, and say, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him, that he should be quiet, but he cried out much more, you son of David, have mercy on me. Yeshua stood still, and said, call him. They called the blind man, saying to him, cheer up. Get up. He is calling you. He, casting away his cloak, sprang up, and came to Yeshua. Yeshua asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may see again. Yeshua said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Immediately he received his sight, and followed Yeshua in the way. Mark 11.
The triumphal entry.
When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and said to them, go your way into the village that is opposite you. Immediately as you enter into it, you will find the young donkey tied, on which no one has sat. Untie him, and bring him. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, Adonai needs him, and immediately he will send him back here. They went away, and found the young donkey tied at the door outside in the open street, and they untied him. Some of those who stood there asked them, what are you doing, untying the young donkey? They said to them just as Yeshua had said, and they let them go. They brought the young donkey to Yeshua, and threw their garments on it, and Yeshua sat on it. Many spread their garments on the way, and others were cutting down branches from the trees, and spreading them on the road. Those who went in front, and those who followed, cried out Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming in the name of Adonai. Hosanna in the highest. Yeshua entered into the temple in Jerusalem. When he had looked around at everything, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
The fig tree withered.
The next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came to see if perhaps he might find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Yeshua told it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it.
Yeshua cleanses the temple.
They came to Jerusalem, and Yeshua entered into the temple, and began to throw out those who sold and those who bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold the doves. He would not allow anyone to carry a container through the temple. He taught, saying to them, isn't it written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. But you have made it a den of robbers. The chief priests and the scribes heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, he went out of the city.
The lesson of the withered fig tree.
As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look. The fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Yeshua answered them, have faith in Elohim. For most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I tell you, all things whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them.
Forgiveness and prayer.
Whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions.
Yeshua's authority questioned.
They came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders came to him, and they began saying to him, by what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things? Yeshua said to them, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The immersion of John, was it from heaven, or from men? Answer me. They reasoned with themselves, saying, if we should say, from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? if we should say, from men, they feared the people, for all held John to really be a prophet. They answered Yeshua, we don't know. Yeshua said to them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Mark 12.
The parable of the wicked vine dressers.
He began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a pit for the winepress, built a tower, rented it out to a farmer, and went into another country. When it was time, he sent a servant to the farmer to get from the farmer his share of the fruit of the vineyard. They took him, beat him, and sent him away empty. Again, he sent another servant to them, and they threw stones at him, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. Again he sent another, and they killed him, and many others, beating some, and killing some. Therefore still having one, his beloved son, he sent him last to them, saying, they will respect my son. But those farmers said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. They took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What therefore will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. Haven't you even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from wood on high, it is marvelous in our eyes. They tried to seize him, but they feared the multitude, for they perceived that he spoke the parable against them. They left him, and went away.
The Pharisees, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?
They sent some of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to him, that they might trap him with words. When they had come, they asked him, Rabbi, we know that you are honest, and don't defer to anyone, for you are impartial to anyone, but truly teach the way of Elohim. Is it legal to pay taxes to Caesar, or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius, that I may see it. They brought it. He said to them, Whose is this image and inscription? They said to him, Caesar's. Yeshua answered them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's. They marveled greatly at him.
The Sadducees, what about the resurrection?
There came to him Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection. They asked him, saying, Rabbi, Moses wrote to us, If a man's brother dies, and leaves a wife behind him, and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying left no offspring. The second took her, and died, leaving no children behind him. The third likewise, and the seven took her and left no children. Last of all the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be of them? For the seven had her as a wife. Yeshua answered them, Isn't this because you were mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Elohim? For when they will rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But about the dead, that they are raised, haven't you read in the book of Moses, about the bush, how Elohim spoke to him, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob? He is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living. You are therefore badly mistaken.
The scribes, which is the first commandment of all?
One of the scribes came, and heard them questioning together. Knowing that he had answered them well, asked him, Which commandment is the greatest of all? Yeshua answered, The greatest is, Hear, Israel, Adonai our Elohim, Adonai is one, you shall love Adonai your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribes said to him, Truly, Rabbi, you have said well that he is one, and there is none other but he, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Yeshua saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of Elohim. No one dared ask him any question after that.
Yeshua, how can David call his descendant master?
Yeshua responded, As he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said in the set apart Holy Spirit, Adonai set to my Adonai, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. Therefore David himself calls him Adonai, so how can he be his son? The common people heard him gladly.
Beware of the scribes.
In his teaching, he said to them, Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes, and to get greetings in the marketplaces, and the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, those who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation.
The widows too might.
Yeshua sat down opposite the treasury, and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came, and she cast in two small brass coins, which equal a quadrant's coin. He called his disciples to himself, and said to them, Most certainly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into the treasury, for they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.